Happy Palm Sunday to you, my friend. From Luke 19, 37 and 38, we read, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Something that man throughout the ages has loved to experience is the praise and applause of his fellow man. We love to be recognized. We love to be rewarded for what we do. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it can be. And sadly, some people will do whatever they have to, right or wrong, in order to receive recognition. Often we read of organizations taking a poll on an individual, especially in the political arena, to determine the approval rating, as it's called. They'll ask 100 people to answer questions on behalf of the rest of the population. If only 36% of the people approve of what he's doing, then obviously he must be wrong in what he's doing. Well, you know what? Approval ratings mean next to nothing. We can learn the truth in the life of Jesus. Think about it. Today is Palm Sunday. I love the words of a chaplain that I came across. And he said, it was on this day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey while on his way to Calvary. And the people were excited and they were hoping that he would become their king. And they began to shout, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Matthew 21:9. We can say that Jesus' approval rating was quite high on that day. However, as people came to learn that Jesus would not become their king the way they had hoped, many of them would no longer be shouting words of praise. Instead, in just 5 days' time, many of these same people would be shouting words of death. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Luke 23:21. Well, what happened? What did Jesus do to cause such a drastic drop in his approval rating? Well, he told the truth, and he stayed the course. He fulfilled the mission that God, the Father, had assigned him. Jesus didn't change. He came into Jerusalem with the specific purpose of going to the cross. He came to do the Father's will. He wasn't going to let anything stop him from doing what he needed to do in obedience to the Father. He wouldn't let the Roman government stop him. He wouldn't let the religious leaders of that day stop him. He wouldn't let the applause of the people stop him. Jesus was not concerned with what mankind thought. He cared about what his Father thought. My friend, on this Palm Sunday, what about you? What about me? We need to continue to do our Father's work. We need to do it to the best of our ability, for the glory of God. And we need to not do it for the applause of man, but rather for the affirmation, the "well done, my good and faithful servant," that we'll hear from God the Father, that we will receive that embrace from the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will know that we're not grieving the Holy Spirit even as we move forward in obedience. You know what, my friend, it's been said, leaders act on conviction and performers act on applause. Let me say it again. I'm going to say it a little differently. Not just leaders act on conviction, but those who have trusted in the supreme leader, Jesus Christ. We act on conviction, but only mere performers act on applause. And Jesus wasn't up for some approval rating. He wasn't looking for a nominee from some organization. He wanted to do, and he did complete, what his Father had sent him to do. Oh, I'm sure he got the applause, if you will, when it came later as he ascended into heaven. And the same is going to be true, my friend, when you and I cross over Jordan into the promised land of heaven. Whatever you do, Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. On earth, the applause will never last, but in heaven, the "well done," well, we'll never stop holding on to that great embrace that God gives us when we meet him face to face. Hallelujah. Happy Palm Sunday. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into Jerusalem on this day, for taking for what it was worth the applause of people and just staying the course. And Lord, even as we move into this entire Holy Week, looking ahead to Good Friday, looking ahead next week to Resurrection Sunday, may we be in an attitude of prayer and worship, exalting the name above all names, your name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.